Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. It is me, your host, Laura Khalil, and today we are going to tackle the topic of if and when you should ask for a raise and is there a good time and that type of thing. So I'm going to give you three tips, but before we get into that, I really want to give a shout out to a new listener who reached out to me last week. She wrote to me privately and said, Laura, I listened to your podcast this week, specifically three reasons you're not getting paid what you deserve, and you commented about not knowing who needed to hear what you were saying, but that at least one of your listeners needed to hear it. And I just want to let you know, I surely was one of those listeners. So thank you. I'm currently navigating a career and life pivot and looking at taking a role in the startup world, having never before played in that space, so the lessons could not have been more timely. I enjoyed the podcast, have just subscribed, and look forward to more episodes. So I want to thank that listener so much for engaging with us. And I want to thank all of you for listening. Those of you who have left us a 5-star review or a written review, thank you. And if you would like to leave us a 5-star review and a written review, guess what? I'll read it on the air. So you can head on over to Apple Podcasts and do that. And that's a great way to help this show get in front of more people. All right, on to today's topic. So should you ask for a raise? And I know so many of us are asking about this in a pandemic, right? I have met women in a couple of different camps. Now, I did an advisory session, I guess you'd call it, last week for a group called Together Digital, which is a great group for women in digital who are looking for resources and stuff and support within that community. And the whole session was around knowing your worth. And one interesting thing came up, which is we had one camp of people who said, you know, Laura, I think I'm being underpaid. No, in fact, I'm pretty sure of it. But I don't really want to make any waves. I don't really want to move. I just want to put my head down. Okay. And then you have another group of people who are job seeking. And many of these women within that group and others I've spoken with privately have told me not only are they getting multiple job offers, but they're getting job offers by and large at what they're asking for. So there's two different camps here, all right? And you may fall in one of these camps. You may fall in some gray zone in between them. But I want to give you three pieces of advice on how to position yourself for success, whether or not you're ready to ask for the raise today. Okay, so if you are in the camp of, I'm putting my head down, I'm just doing my work, hoping not to get laid off, and that's a real thing, you can use this. And for those of you who are thinking, you know, actually, I feel like I'm in a pretty good position to ask for a raise or to go find another job, you can also use this. So the first thing, tell your manager about your goals and aspirations and work with them on a plan. So if you are in a company, in either case, and you are interested in moving up in that company, start making a plan and don't make that plan on your own. Make that plan with your manager being aware of it and supporting it. That's really important because most women do not do a really good job of sharing their wins. And if you have not already downloaded the 5 habits to helping women rise on bravebydesign.net, go get that. It's right on the homepage right now. We're going to walk you through, it walks you through the 5 habits women need to develop to rise. One of those habits is you need to talk about your wins. So you need to talk to your manager about, where do you want to go? What are your financial aspirations? What are your career goals? And then work with them on a plan. I want to point something else out to you that's really important. Most managers do not know that they need to be planning this with you. And if you have a manager like that, it's going to be challenging, but it's great to try to prime the pump. It's great to try to get their buy-in and feedback. But especially if you're working in a smaller organization, a lot of managers aren't trained. They're just sort of promoted and they don't really know what to do other than make sure deliverables are, ready on time. So let's help them become better leaders by putting them in positions where they can actually lead, okay? So one, tell your manager about your goals and aspirations and work with them on a plan. Number two, whether you're in a company or you're searching outside of a company, do your market research to determine what the going rate is in your market. You heard me last week on the show talk about this, but it's really important, so I'm going to reiterate it. What is the market paying for what you do? Go to payscale.com, you can go to Glassdoor, and I really, really recommend speaking to people in your field who can help give you a sense. There are also a bunch of Google Docs that I've seen floating around that have spreadsheets of different anonymized salaries at certain pay scales. So you may want to try and Google for some of those. Check out Quora. You might find some over there, or Reddit. You may find some there to give you a sense of what people are actually being paid in your field and maybe in your market as well, okay? Because as you rise, you want to have a sense for, well, what should I be paid? And on top of that, what do you need to ask your manager for? Or what do you need to ask that new potential manager for, right? Okay, number three, develop a practice of sharing your wins with people who can help you. I meet so many people, and especially women, who say to me, my boss has no idea everything I'm doing. If they knew everything I'm doing, they just would not believe it. And they get really upset and resentful about that, rightfully so, because it's upsetting when you feel like you're doing so much work and you're not being recognized for it. So here's the deal. You've heard me say this before on the show, and I'm going to reiterate it now. You co-create your reality. You are one half of the solution. So it is your responsibility to tell people what you're doing and share your wins. Don't wait for them to ask, because in many cases, your manager is also running around like a chicken with his or her head cut off. And they're probably not even thinking about all the great things you're accomplishing. They're just trying to tread water. So you have to tell them what you're doing and make that a practice. That is one of the habits that is in my free video series. So I love that idea, and it will really help you change things. Now, also keep in mind, developing a practice of sharing your wins with people can also mean sharing your wins outside of the company. Obviously, we cannot share proprietary data, but in your networking, are you networking right now, friends? You know you can be networking. I'm networking. In your personal branding, if you're looking for a job right now, it is incredibly important that you have begun to develop your personal brand so people get to know you for what you do. That is how we actually get people knocking on our doors. By the way, that's how I get clients. That's how my business runs by and large. That's how many people's businesses run, is we just get to know them for their brand. We begin to trust them and we want to work with them. And that goes for whether you are an individual contributor in a company or you are an entrepreneur. It is so critical to have a personal brand. It's one of my favorite things to work with people on, because I get to take all the stuff I learned in the corporate world, working for the Intels and GEs and Twitters of the world, and bring it into really manageable chunks for you all and for myself. So, so develop that practice of sharing your wins with people who can help you inside the company and outside the company. Okay. No one has great insight into what you're doing or what you're accomplishing unless you tell them. Finally, I want to touch on the mindset piece here. So if you keep telling yourself it's not a good time to ask for a raise, or you can't get a raise in a pandemic, I want you to recognize that those are your beliefs. And your beliefs are going to be reinforced in the way that you perceive the world. Okay. So if you keep telling yourself that you cannot get a raise or find a new job right now, you will look in your environment to reinforce that belief. And what I want you to know is that belief is no more true than someone else who says, I'm really excited to get paid my worth and find a job that compensates me well for what I do. Or someone else who says, I am preparing myself for an awesome compensation plan. Or maybe another person says, I can't wait to get that raise because it is a culmination of all my hard work. It's really important to reframe these thoughts. So if you are operating from a place of fear right now, fear that you can't move, fear that you can't get a raise, fear that you're not going to be recognized, fear that you're going to be laid off. Operating from a place of fear is literally cutting you off from accessing your zone of genius, from accessing the parts of yourself where you shine, where you do your best work, where you are centered, where you are grounded. We can't access any of that when we're in a fear mode. So if you want to learn more about the 5 habits that help women rise, head on over to bravebydesign.net/5habits. You can watch the video series there. And if you're a leader who wants to empower your workforce to feel more like agents of change, join me over at bravebydesign.net where we can discuss me coming to speak at your organization. Friends, I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. Thanks for being here with me.